Phone hacking first came to the public's attention in 2006 when a News of the World journalist and a private investigator, Glenn Mulcair, were arrested for listening to the voicemails of members of the royal household. Five years later, it was revealed that Mulcair had also hacked hundreds of other people, including murdered schoolgirl Millie Dowler.
Rupert Murdoch, who runs Britain's biggest media company, appeared before MPs to answer questions about the phone hacking scandal.
I would just like to say one sentence. This is the most humble day of my life.
Thank you.
The resulting scandal caused the News of the World to close down.
I feel so appalled by what has happened. Murder victims, terrorist victims, who've had their phones hacked, is quite disgraceful.
In late 2011, the government launched the Leveson Inquiry into the culture, practice, and ethics of the press. Mirror Group executives denied any knowledge of illegal activity at any of their newspapers.
We have only seen unsubstantiated allegations, and I have seen no evidence to show me that phone hacking has ever taken place at Trinity Mirror.
Did you see this sort of thing going on, Mr. Morgan?
No.
You sure about that?
100%.
Across the next 3 years, Mirror Group repeatedly refused to make any admission of guilt over hacking. All that changed, partly due to one journalist. He was arrested for hacking at the News of the World, but told police that he had been taught to hack whilst working at the Sunday Mirror.